White. La Crosse, Indiana, October 6th, 1870. My dear son Willie, all that gives this place its name is the railroads that cross each other here. One house stands alone for depot and an apology of a hotel. We arrived at this place last night between 8 and 9 o'clock. We must be content to remain here until 11 o'clock today, then pass on to Tipton, Indiana. This is a strange route, so many changes, and to go a small distance on different roads. But we hope we will get upon the ground today. We were relieved when you did not come. Our arrangements were to have you come with brother and sister Abby and Lucinda and any that might accompany them, and go on with us as far as Michigan City. Then we leave you, and you all pass on to Irwin. When our work in Kansas was concluded, we should tarry at Washington a week or more, just as we could leave our parents. But we have feared we could not spend that time in Washington on account of our parents being so feeble. Grandpa has shaken terribly with ague for 3 days, and he is not himself when fever comes on. We were glad you remained. We were also pleased to see Rosetta because we thought it would be best for her to come. She is with us and is at this moment writing. There is much sickness at Battle Creek. After we decided we could not spend more than a week at Iowa, we thought it would not be best for Lucinda and you to go on. And we then decided to have you, Rosetta, Lucinda, and Loie go to Greenville with our horses and carriage and visit at Wright, as Edson is very anxious to see you. But it was a relief to leave you where you are till we return from Kansas. If you and Brother Abby's people come on in our absence, we want them to go to our house and be at home as long as they choose to stay. My health is quite good for me. The Lord has strengthened and blessed me greatly of late. I walked out by faith, attended the camp meetings at the different places. After the meetings were all over, I was surprised to feel come to me unexpectedly a strength and courage I had not had for months. I felt my body, as it were, renewed, and I felt better than I had before the camp meetings commenced. So you see, the Lord has not forsaken me. I feel very grateful for His love and mercy to me. I will praise Him as long as I live. I hear from Edson occasionally. He is doing well, as could be expected. He has been sick, so has Emma, but both are well now. We hope, Willie, that you will be prospered of the Lord. I am not surprised that you had the ague. I rather expected it. You did not come up from the fever as clear from the disease as I hoped you would. The ague will perhaps finish the work, clearing your system. We pray for you often, and we feel very anxious that you should fully recover your health. But we have trusted your case in the hands of God. He will not leave you nor forsake you if you do not forsake Him. Do not forget that it is God that has spared your life, and do, my dear son, dedicate yourself to God as you have never yet done. The Lord will help you and bless all your efforts. Watch and pray. Be cheerful, be happy and grateful, but do not be careless in your words and actions. You are the Lord's child. Seek to serve Him and set a good example to others. Last Sabbath I spoke to the people in Battle Creek in the afternoon. I had some freedom. I spoke at the Health Institute Tuesday afternoon with good liberty. We miss Lucinda and Willie very much. But we are satisfied it is as well as it is for you to be where you are. Take good care of your health, Willie. Have Brother Abby buy a good pair of boots and a warm pair of soft slippers if you desire. We will settle all the bills when we see him. Get all you need. Do not go uncomfortable. Much love to all the family. Your mother.